Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
And God wants you, as well as males, to walk in what's called the sons of Issachar anointing. The Issachar anointing. He wants us to walk in the Issachar anointing. Now, I want you to understand this about Issachar. Issachar, the sons of Issachar, they were, in the Bible it talks about them, they were men, when it says, as I said earlier, when I say men, when it's talking about men, in this context, it's talking about mankind, it's talking about an entire tribe, because you got to understand, Issachar, which is Jacob's son, he was the head of an entire tribe, glory to God, and I want you to know that Issachar, they were a tribe, they were men, they were a tribe of great wealth, and this is also prophetic. Excuse me, as I told the church Friday, they were a tribe of great wealth, but this is also prophetic because it speaks to the current day body of Christ that the Lord, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, never intended for us to be in poverty, like a lot of people say. And I'm breaking down all of these false doctrines. The false doctrine number one I just broke down is women can't lead and women don't got a voice. Get that mess out of here. That's false doctrine. And now I'm breaking down the false doctrine that you got to live in poverty and be sick and broke in order to serve Jesus. Get that out of here. That's false doctrine.
Man. That's right.
It's stupidity.
Amen.
It's stupidity. That's ignorance. That's Satan. Get that out of here.
Amen.
The Bible says that he's given you power to obtain wealth.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, people of God, I'm saying this. God is a jealous God, and you can't have no other God beside him or before him. You got to serve him. What I'm saying is we can't chase mammon. Mammon in the scripture context means money. We can't chase money to the point that we want money, and we want it more than God because we make that money an idol. That idol becomes a god to us. It becomes a small g god. When you see the letter G and it's not capitalized in scripture, that is talking about the god of this world, which is Satan. It's a god that's under God. He placed himself as a god of this world. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the god of this world is Satan, who's the father of lies. So that thing that becomes an idol, that idol becomes a small g god. Understand this. I really want you to catch this. It becomes a small g god to you. And what actually happens is, even though you say that it doesn't replace God the Father, he looks at it as you are replacing him because you're chasing that more than you're chasing him. So when you begin to chase money, it becomes an idol. I'm not saying that chase money, but what I'm saying is be wise. God wants to bless you with resources and money, but he don't want you to make it, he don't want you to place it over God. He don't want it to be so totally, it consumes your heart. That's all you're thinking about. That's all you live. That's all you do is money, 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 money. No. He said, I have given you the power to obtain wealth. I want to place my Issachar anointing upon you so that you can walk in wealth, divine wealth. I want to do this, but I want you to use the money. Don't allow the money to use you.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
See, this is the problem with the body of Christ. We don't got a balance. We got a whole bunch of prosperity people that always talk about prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. Then you got a whole bunch of crazy folks that's talking about you got to live poor in order to serve Jesus. It ain't no balance. But with the kingdom teaching, and this is what God has called me to raise up a denomination, an organization called the Kingdom Organization. With the kingdom teaching, the Kingdom Organization, Worldwide United Kingdom Organization, what we teach and what we preach is God wants you to live wealthy and healthy, but he don't want you to put wealth over him. There has to be a balance. And with the Issachar anointing, you have to understand this. God places this upon our life if we so desire. The Issachar were men of great wealth. They were a tribe of great wealth. And it's also prophetic, as I said earlier, it's prophetic. It's speaking today to today's body of Christ that God don't want us stuck in poverty. He don't want us straggling behind the world. This was never God's intent for the body of Christ. you gotta look at it. If you look at the church versus the world, in far as tangible resources and as far as cash value, the church is straggling behind them right now. And this is not,
amen.
This is not what God intended. God did not intend for the church to be behind the world. The Bible said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for what? The righteous. You know your Bible. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. That means that the wealth of the wicked, those in the world who ain't serving God, belongs to us. But first we must get the revelation about the Issachar anointing. So you understand this. The Issachar anointing, what's attached to the Issachar anointing is wealth. I had a spiritual daughter at the end of service. She said, I want the Issachar anointing upon my life. Me and my wife prayed for her and released the Issachar anointing over her life. That easy, that quick, it only took about 35 seconds. But God seen her heart. She sought it. She wanted the Issachar anointing. And when it was released, the Lord showed me that he's going to give her visitations. He's going to give her visitations in her dreams and instructions about certain things. And in that instructions and in those visitations, impartation is going to be released and is going to take place over her life. But she wanted
that,
and this is what God wants for us. He don't want us stuck in poverty. Understand, an attachment of the Issachar anointing, a lot of people, when they think about the sons of Issachar, they think about understanding the signs and the times and the seasons and the hours and things of that nature. And yes, that is the primary feature of the sons of Issachar. But there are also other features concerning the sons of Issachar, and one of them is having wealth. Having an understanding how to gain wealth, not being stuck in poverty like our forefathers taught us. I cannot stand that uneducated doctrine. That's what it is. It's uneducated. It's a fool's doctrine. That's
amen.
Why our apostleship coming out right now. I'm speaking with authority. My apostleship is coming out right now to kill false doctrine, to kill false religion. That's a fool's doctrine. Repeat after me. Say, that's a fool's doctrine.
That's a fool's doctrine.
God don't want us stuck in poverty. That's a fool's doctrine. That's a fool's doctrine. You can go tell Bishop blah, blah, blah down the street. I said it. I'll tell it to his face in respect and love, but I'll say, yes, sir, that's a foolish doctrine. God didn't call us to be poor. We brought poverty on ourselves because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. Don't you know the Bible said that they had dominion? Do you understand what dominion is? That means they have everything under their control and power. Every resource, every precious jewel, every precious stone was belonged to them, and it was under their power. The Bible says, but when they disobeyed God and ate of that tree, a curse came upon them, and the man had to work all the days of his life from the sweat of his brow. That's the word. And it wasn't like that until they disobeyed God. So in the beginning, in the kingdom of God, because Adam and Eve was in the kingdom of God, in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, in the kingdom of God, they had dominion. They had the Issachar anointing upon their life before Issachar even existed. But because of what they did, they broke that covenant with God, and they had poverty unleashed on them. So understand this. Poverty is of Satan. It's of the devil. I'm not saying that when you struggle, it's because you're doing something because of the devil. You're serving the devil, nothing like that. No, I'm talking about overall, a universal understanding and a universal concept that poverty was birthed into the world through man's disobedience. Repeat after me. Say, poverty was birthed into the world.
Poverty was birthed into the world
through man's disobedience.
Through man's disobedience.
Amen. Sickness was birthed into the world through what? Through man's disobedience, and so was poverty. All of this stuff before in the Garden of Eden, it wasn't like that. And when we return to heaven, return to God's glory, we're not gonna be poor. We're not gonna be poor people of God. Amen. We're not gonna be sick.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You know, the Bible says he became poor so that we may become rich. Now a lot of people say that don't mean that he's talking spiritually. Understand your Bible. It's not just talking spiritually. It's talking about right here, right now on earth. If he said, I have given you the power to obtain wealth, that's what it means. I've given you the power to obtain wealth. You can't get no around that. The Bible says Abraham was rich in silver and gold and cattle and livestock. Glory to God. You can't get around that. Joseph was raised up from poverty to be second in command under Pharaoh in Egypt. He ended up blessing his family with riches. You can't get around that.
Amen.
Jesus became poor so that we could become rich in the spirit, but also rich in the physical.
Amen.
The Bible says, as it is in heaven, it is on earth.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So that's a fool's doctrine. I don't care what bishop told you that. I don't care what apostle told you that. Need to go back to the beginning and ask God for understanding, because that doctrine was based from hell.
Thank you, God.
It was birthed from hell. Men of God, God don't want you struggling. He don't want you poor.
Amen.
But you got to have an understanding, and you got to seek him for it. Woman of God, God don't want you hurting in your body. He don't, God just healed somebody. I give him glory for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody on this line, you were having some problems with your stomach. God just healed you. I give him glory for that.
Hallelujah, God.
God don't want you hurting in your body and in sickness. He wants you to prosper in health and in wealth. You are a king in the kingdom of God. Women, you are kings too. Meaning spiritually, because in the spiritual, God speaks from the male perspective. So women, you are a king as well. He wants you as a king. You are kings. You ain't no servants or no peasants. You are a servant to God, but you're not a servant to man. And you're not a servant to poverty. You're not a servant to sickness. You're not a servant to Satan. You're a servant to God, but you are a king. The Bible says we are kings. The Bible says we are a royal priesthood. That means we are people who minister the gospel, but we also got royalty on our face. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this is what the sons of Issachar walked in. The sons of Issachar, they were different and they were set apart. I'm trying to help somebody on the day. The sons of Issachar, they were different and they were set apart. And this is what God is calling the church to be. He's calling the church to be is different, set apart, to take a leap of faith, and in doing so, we will progress into even greater heights in God.
Amen.
In even greater heights of God. The sons of Issachar, they had an understanding of the times. They had an understanding of the seasons. Glory to God, I want to read this scripture real quick. 1 Chronicles 12:32 for you guys who got your Bibles. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Are you enjoying this on this morning, this afternoon?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Are you learning something this afternoon?
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, from Issachar, men who understood the times, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. So it said they understood the times. The reason they were able to obtain a lot of wealth is because they understood the times. The reason that they prospered in Israel is because they had an understanding of this. Understand this, that if you want an understanding, if you want divine revelation, all you got to do is be willing to seek God and to ask God for it, and he'll give it to you. The sons of Issachar anointing is available for your life right now today. You can have wealth. You can have understanding of what God is doing right here, right now in the body of Christ, and also right now, right here within KCI. You see, you got some people that title themselves prophets, and they can prophesy, and they can see some things in the spirit, but they don't have an understanding of the spirit. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, God reveals stuff. He reveals things to his people in part. We prophesy by part. I understand that scripture, and a lot of people take that scripture out of context. But don't use that scripture as an excuse, as a scapegoat to limit how deep you can go and down. Don't let that scripture limit you. Don't you understand that God wants to reveal mysteries unto you?
Amen.
He wants to reveal mysteries unto you. He wants to reveal mysteries unto you. If you want the understanding that the sons of Issachar had, all you got to do is seek God. What I mean by seek God is I don't mean get up and pray one day. I mean, let prayer and worship be a lifestyle. Every day you're knocking on the door of heaven. Every day you're saying, Lord God, give me understanding of this. Give me understanding of the word. Every day you're saying, Lord, I'm thirsty and I'm hungry for more of you.
Amen.
So the sons of Issachar, it says in 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, men who understood times and knew what Israel should do. Now, I want you to understand this. This usually is an end-time teaching. I teach end-time Bible study, if you guys haven't found that out by now. But this scripture, I'm not necessarily coming from the perspective of what God is doing in the earth, but I'm coming from the perspective of what God is about to do in KCI. So glory to God. As I taught on this Friday at the church to the congregation, and our live Friday service, me and my wife taught on it. I want you guys who are on the line to understand this as well. So point one, Issachar, they were leaders in being different. Most of the world at that time didn't discern the times or the signs of the times. The world simply didn't understand what was going on. And they just had no understanding. And it sounds much like the world today. What's going on in the world today is the hype of everything that's going on. Everybody is focused on the hype and not focused on God's hype. Everybody's focused on, not everybody, when I speak for everybody, I'm speaking in a general term, not talking about you guys, but I'm generalizing it. The world is focusing on everything else, but they're not focusing on God. And that is what was happening during the time of the sons of Issachar. During the times of the sons of Issachar. Understand this. Who is Issachar? Issachar, what, glory to God, Issachar was Jacob's son. Issachar was Jacob's son. And Jacob had wives. He had Rachel and he had Leah. Rachel was barren. Rachel at that particular time couldn't birth out any sons. But Leah, she birthed out the fifth son. She had five sons for Jacob, and the fifth son was Issachar. Issachar, and the Bible talks about Issachar was given the understanding and wisdom. The sons of Issachar were given the wisdom and the understanding of the times in the seasons and what was taking place in that particular hour. So Issachar were leaders that had understanding, and they were different. This is what set them apart from most of the world. They actually had a heads up. That's point one. Point two, a lot of people don't understand this. Issachar were astrologers, and they were also, as I said earlier, they were very wealthy. Issachar was like what you can term as the modern-day NASA, but only in ancient times. Imagine if you were like Issachar today, had a keen scientific awareness. You knew when asteroids would be coming to strike the Earth and ultimately destroy us all. What if you had that, and you had great wealth, you had knowledge, you had a combined knowledge of great wealth and scientific knowledge and understanding, you would be unstoppable and a force to reckon with. I just finished up with my notes. I had to get that. I had to finish up with my notes. So you would be unstoppable. They were astrologers. They understood the way the moon worked. They understood the stars even back then because God gave them an understanding even with a limited amount of technology. Imagine if you had that. You would be unstoppable. You see, people of God, what the church is teaching today, the church is teaching all you got to do is clap your hands, stump your feet, and say hallelujah. But God ain't calling us to be no clap your hands, stump your feet, and just say hallelujah church. He calling us to be educated.
Yes, hallelujah.
He calling us to be educated. He ain't calling us. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people look at the church and they look at the people that go to church. A lot of people looking at the people that go to church, they're looking at them like, okay, good, they got spirituality, but they stupid. God ain't calling you to be stupid. You can go to church and still have wisdom. Matter of fact, the body of Christ is supposed to have more wisdom and understanding than the world. We're supposed to be the example to the world. But a lot of times in the church, we're not educated. We don't have no understanding. All you can do is just stump your feet and start doing that black dance that they do. They shake and they rattle and they fall out and they put their arms behind their hands and all that. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I grew up in that, but I never could get down with that. I just didn't see the anointing in that. To me, my wife, she grew up in it all her life. I hope I'm not offending nobody, but I just can't get with that. I can't see, because when the Spirit of God really takes control of you, you don't got control of your body. Usually, you be laid out.
Amen.
Amen. I tried to shout and do that. And all I did was I lost some weight, but I didn't feel the Spirit of God in that. I didn't feel the Spirit of God. I did it, and I said, oh, okay, this is just my culture, I guess. My black people do this. This is what we do in church. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. But this is what the world looked at us like buffoons. If that's your thing, that's your thing. We can go in there and we can shout all day, but we can come out still uneducated.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
If that's your thing, that's your thing. I keep on saying, I'm not trying to offend anyone, because I once tried to do it too. But to me, it was buffoonery, because after I did that, my head hurted.
My God.
I didn't feel any different. I had a crook in my neck. I'm just being honest with you. And this is what the world look at the church. Yeah, they can holler, they can scream, they can shout, but then when they come out, you ask them about Genesis, you ask them about Revelation, they be like, they have no understanding.
Wow.
We get a lot of hooping and hollering. Ha, the Lord said, the Lord, you gonna go down to the river and be baptized in the Jordan, and he gonna do it. Ha, thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. What did I just get out of that? If that's your thing, that's your thing, but that ain't KCI thing. When they were talking and they were teaching, I can get with it. But when they start doing that, I don't understand what they're saying. All I see is veins popping out of necks.
Yep, amen. Yep. I agree.
That don't make you more anointed because you can hoop like that.
That's why a lot of
preachers suffering with these heart issues, because they're doing too much. I'm not saying that you can't shout. Y'all look at me. I got fire shut up in my bones. I'm screaming. I'm shouting stuff, but I'm teaching as well.
Amen.
And the Lord says, ah! Ooh, that hurt in my throat. My God, and I grew up in that, and I'm not trying to, because a lot of people that did that are some of the most anointed people in the world,
yeah.
And they were, and some still are. I'm not taking away from that, but what I'm saying is God is trying to give us understanding like the sons of Issachar. He's trying to educate us in this end-time hour, people of God.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.